First, I'll just have you kind of introduce yourself, say your name and your title with Corteva.
Ron Geis, Market Development Specialist, Northern Iowa.
Very good. So we want to talk about troublesome weeds, it sounds like. What are you sharing with reporters as they come through today at Trade Talk?
Well, the problem weeds that I think everybody's aware of, the big three, water hemp, giant ragweed, and especially for no-tillers, the mare's tail. But Brent, there's a fourth one that's starting to show up. We're seeing quite a bit of this in Northern Iowa, and that's woolly cupgrass. 20 years ago, it was public enemy number one. We've kind of got it under control. Well, it's starting to make a resurgence. So let's keep our eye a little bit focused on woolly cup, or watch that on the terrace channels and the road ditches moving its way into the fields.
So what will be some of the ways to try to combat this one then?
Okay, so with this weed, and really the good thing is it works with all the weed spectrum, let's go with a solid two-application approach. Now, over the last few years, say the last 20, we have reduced the amount of residual herbicide we've been putting on pre-emerge. We might think we're using a full rate. We're probably not. We're probably using two-thirds to three-quarters of a full rate. Let's bring that back up to full rates. All right, that'll be your keystone, your sure starts. Get those at the full rates. Or in soybeans, you know, the Sonic and the Kyber. Get those out there at full rates. That'll give us the best start to the season. Now, when we come back with a post-emerge application, earlier is better. And this is counterintuitive, Brent, to most farmers. Most farmers, it's, well, the later I put it out, you know, I get more weeds, right? Well, actually, when we're putting residuals late, and most of the time we want residuals late, the earlier is better, because the more of that chemical that gets to the soil, the longer it's going to last you. So we recommend Resicor in corn. We'd recommend, say, Enlist and Everprex, Everprex being the residual in soybeans. If we apply that when the crop is, say, 3 inches tall and the weeds are an inch, any chemical that doesn't hit the crop or the weeds is available for residual. Now, add two more weeks to that and you got foot-tall crops and 8-inch weeds, you're not going to get any residual to the ground. Nothing to the ground, not going to get much good out of it. So a little counterintuitive, but that has been the best approach to get good long season weed control, Brent.
So this newest weed, you said you're getting it in Northern Iowa a little bit. How about other parts of the state?
Well, it's, okay, woolly cupgrass was a problem. I moved into the Iowa area about 20 years ago. Northwest Iowa was covered up and Southwest had a little bit. Those areas that have had it bad in the past, is that's where we're starting to get the resurgence. But that's most of Northern Iowa and down into Southeast Iowa.
Very good. So how can our listeners get more information on some of your products and maybe more information about how to, you know, battle these weeds?
Well, there's a couple ways. You can either get on our website at corteva.us or, hey, always reach out to your ag retailer. We work very closely with them, and they should be up on all the latest information from Corteva.
It's nice to meet you.
Hey, you too, Brent. Thank you.